Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye.
We are very happy to welcome back to the World Cafe former World Cafe Next artist, the Minneapolis musician Jeremy Messersmith, who makes pop music with a twist, whether it is a string section in a place where you might expect to find a guitar solo or a lyrical reveal that changes a whole meaning of a song. He's been at it a while, putting out his first album in 2006, and has this wonderful new album that came out just a while ago called Heart Murmurs, and we are extremely happy to welcome him back to the World Cafe, Jeremy Messersmith.
I wanna play the whole damn universe, but you see.
Jeremy Messersmith on the World Cafe today with It's Only Dancing, which is the song that begins Heart Murmurs, the very fine new album. And Jeremy, it's another one of those songs where the of your songs, I should say, where the protagonist isn't the Chris Christie, you know, athlete, chairman of the student council guy. You tend to identify with the high school underclass. Should we put it that way?
Yeah, and I guess that comes from being a skinny, pimply homeschooler. So I'm not even sure I didn't even qualify for the underclass. I don't think.
Right. Right. What was your high school socializing if you were homeschooled? Did you get a chance to hang out with other people anyway?
Yeah, I hung out with lots of people from church and stuff, you know, youth group. Right. But I actually started in college when I was 15. My parents just kind of put me in there.
Wow.
So I did I met people older than me, I guess, and hung out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. 15. What was that? That must have been totally intimidating.
I still had braces and I got made fun of a couple times, but you know, for the most part, it was community college, so nobody was too high and mighty.
Right. Right. You know, I love the writing on this album, and it seems to me that if people picked up on what you were doing at any place along the way, a lot of what you do has stayed with you. You've just gotten better at it. I mean, do you have any kind of a viewpoint about the learning process along the way?
Well, I think the only way to get better at any kind of artistic thing is just to do it a lot. And I think, yeah, after just a few years, you know, you kind of start to, I don't know, you learn, you get better at your craft, I guess.
Right.
There's nothing too specific. Although I will say this is the only record I made where there were actually lots of songs I wrote that didn't make it on the record. So this is the only one where I was a little bit choosy, and I think that kind of shows.
Did you have more time?
Yeah, I also, we had plenty of time. We had almost too much time. But we worked on it, what were we saying, like 3 years ago did we start the writing process? Yeah, so it really spent a long time kind of in the oven.
Well, this one comes after you signed with Glassnote Records, and people may know Glassnote from Mumford & Sons, Churches. A lot of they're very successful and smart with the people that they sign, and I must expect that you kind of had expectations of whoever you wanted to sign with. They met them.
Yeah, well, you know, they had Phoenix, which I'm a huge Phoenix
yeah.
fan, and. I was like, anybody who can take this band from France, you know, kind of older dudes at this point, and you know, who've already put out a couple records and do well with that, then yeah, sign me up. Sounds good.
What were their conversations with you like? What did I mean? What was important to you?
The conversations are mostly, I already had most of the record done, you know, and they heard it and they said, look, we want to work this to radio. We think this is fantastic. And what we're good at, taking, you know, our artists who maybe have kind of been in left field a little bit and, you know, pushing them out to radio stations. They were like, nobody wanted Mumford & Sons with the banjo, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, some wonderful songs on here. Let's fit as many in as we can. What do you want to do next?
Let's do Heidi.
Leave you in pain. I should have known you still. You're so happy, this time's different. Said he loved you till the day he left. You don't know.
There you go, that's Heidi, another one from Hard Murmurs. It's Jeremy Messersmith is playing for us live today in the World Cafe studios. Jeremy, go around the room. Who's playing today?
Oh, we've got Peter Sieve on electric guitar, Andy Thompson on drums, Ian Allison on bass, and Sarah Perbix on keys.
So you were talking about being homeschooled, but I understand one of the ways you socialized also was like going to do music things. And what were your instruments back then?
I started off playing trumpet, and then the braces I mentioned earlier kind of dashed my trumpeting career.
Right.
So I started playing guitar when I was 17, and I played a lot in youth group and in church. You know, we would do little house concert-y kind of things and stuff like that. But it wasn't until I went to college that I actually sat down and started writing my own songs.
And what was the impetus for doing that?
For writing songs?
Yeah, how did that come about?
Well, it was also my failure at being a lead guitarist with Mystique.
Ah.
As I didn't really have much in the way of Mystique and even less in the way of actual guitar chops. So I started writing songs.
Did you leave or did they kick you out?
Well, I just switched majors from guitar emphasis to kind of a general music, and then I just focused on songwriting.
And did I read you actually do some teaching of songwriting?
Yeah, I did. I taught for 3 years at McNally Smith College of Music in their composition department. And there's kind of no better way to learn something than by teaching it. And I found that it was, I don't know if the students learned anything, but I certainly learned a lot.
Did you start pretty basic? Would you analyze songs and figure out, you know, forms and things?
Yeah, a lot of form work, a lot of how to develop an idea and take it somewhere instead of just restating it, and mainly just a lot of songs. My whole theory was you're only going to get better from writing, so it was every day we sit down and we just write a bunch.
You write in a lot of AB bridge kind of form. You're pretty much enamored of that. Have you written any things that might stretch out beyond that?
I'm pretty rigid when it comes to form. I try to save my inventiveness, hopefully for the narrative and for the story. But form, I don't tend to deviate too much. It's either going to be AABA, or it's going to be verse chorus.
Right.
Yeah, I don't experiment with form too much.
That's why I find your song so intriguing, because you manage to work within that form and subvert it in some other way, lyrically, mostly. And a lot of that has to do with third verses. I mean, you kind of, I talked about having reveals in your songs, and there's one on here that has a big reveal that totally changes the whole thing. I Want to Be Your One Night Stand.
Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit about how this one came about?
This actually came from a class where we sat down one day and we wrote out just a big list of what we thought would be cool song titles, and then we kind of like have the small class kind of, vote if you liked it or not, kind of some peer review. And one of mine was "I Want to Be Your One Night Stand," and I just thought it was funny. And I didn't actually see the twist coming until the end. I was like, how do I get out of it? I wrote myself into something. How can I get out? And then I was like, oh, well, let's just turn it around by the end.
Well, listen, see what the reveal is. You can do it?
Yeah, let's do it. I know I may not look like much. Guess the years have been a little rough. I'm not worried, no, I've got it planned. I wanna be your one night stand. We'll check into a dive motel. Carpet's worn and the curtains smell. TV's old, wallpaper bland. I wanna be your one night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy sign. You don't have to meet my folks. I won't bore you with my stupid. I'm just a guy with a minivan. I wanna be your one night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath the vacancy. So let's leave the kids at home. You wear that blouse or wear cheap cologne. Throw away our wedding bands. I wanna be your one night stand.
There you go. I Wanna Be Your One Night Stand, Jeremy Messersmith. The stripped down version of that for us today. Another one from Heart Murmurs. And, the minivan kind of starts to give it away, but the minivan also goes with the box of wine. So you're not really sure what's coming.
Right, I
like that. Good song. One of the first songs we got to hear from this record is the one called Ghost. And, I understand this had something to do with where you grew up.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those, you can never go home again kind of songs, either you've changed or everybody's kind of moved away or they've changed or, who knows. So it was inspired by visiting my childhood home out in rural Eastern Washington.
Did you go in or what did you?
No, because, different people live there.
Well,
now.
You
maybe,
can knock
maybe
on
would have
the
been.
Door.
I mean, I guess I could have.
Yeah.
I was too much of a chicken. I just kind of sat in the parking, across the street for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And conjured this?
Yeah. Or at least when I was working on it, I was kind of trying to channel the feeling that I had when I was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you do that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
One more night in Omaha, bus stop just before the dawn, cold wind followed me somehow. Through parking lots and shopping malls, rinse my thoughts in alcohol. Black clouds rolling over me. If there is a line, I'll cross it. back to where we started. I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view. Broke my heart with sticks and stones. Swore I'm never coming home. Last words never written down. Been so long since I've been gone. Doubt if you'll know me at all. Downpour, did I make you proud? A line I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost. Shadows long, one more out till Wichita. Sunlight never felt so kind. If there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing. Back to where we started. I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into
And there you have it. That is Ghost, finishing up our session with Jeremy Messersmith today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.